Are you awake, little one? If you're awake and not answering me, you will be disciplined. When a goddess addresses you, you speak. That wasn't so hard, was it? How did you sleep? I know having your wrist chained above your head is a bit uncomfortable, especially when you're standing in the middle of the room with nothing to lean against. But naughty boys do not get to be comfortable. It is only through physical suffering that we can shed our weakness and be worthy of true love and acceptance. Your wrists are bleeding again. Does it hurt terribly? Yes? Good. Maybe after today's training, you'll finally realize resisting me is just not worth it. You're like an animal, stupidly lashing out at the one person that can help you and make you happy. You think your stubbornness is brave, that it makes you strong, but it does not. It makes you weak, a scared little boy holding on to the last thread of defiance. Good boy. You didn't bite me this time. Maybe you are learning after all. Stand up straight. Stay still. If you get turned around, I will flog your tits, tummy, and thighs. Oh, your body is so stacked and robust. It's not like you don't have some padding to protect you. Oh, was that a whimper? But I've barely started, my lost little lamb. Surely you're not giving up already. No answer. As you wish. Oh, the way your body trembles, the way your ample flesh ripples gently every strike I deliver, an involuntary jerk you make, is a beautiful sight. It's okay, little one. I've stopped. My poor, sweet boy. You're crying. Your tears are making streaks through the dirt on your face. How long has it been since you've been bathed? You don't know? I guess you wouldn't. You don't even know how long you've been here, do you? No. If you accept me as your goddess and submit to me fully, I'll unchain you right now. This pain can't end. You are the only one causing your suffering. No good mistress would allow such disobedience. I must save you from yourself. Say I am your only goddess. Surrender to me, and I will give you a position at my side, my chosen love, my sweet little pet. Okay. You're still defying me. Very well. You cry while I punish you, but let's see if something else is as wet as your cheeks. Stop moving. I'll just have to get behind you and wrap my arm around you tight to keep you still, pressing my forearms against your ribs. The more you struggle, the harder I'll squeeze. Spread your legs. Good boy. Look at this. You're dripping. Only a slut would enjoy this. Is that what you are? My sweet, innocent whore. Teasing me with such a cute, throbbing cock, but not letting me fully claim you. Let me push two fingers onto the tip of your cock, grazing my nails down your shaft, slowly stroking your dirty cock. You're throbbing around my fingers. You fight me so hard, but you know you need me. Have you ever gotten so much pre-cum out with anyone else? Answer me. Shaking your head no? Have you forgotten your words? Oh, poor little thing. Are you biting your lip to try and focus on the pain? To ignore how good I'm making your needy cock feel? Let me just tighten my grip. You're so strong and defiant. I'm not going to be able to force you to come, right? Oh, you're getting so fucking close. You're going to come, aren't you? Don't fight it anymore. Give in to me and come. It will feel so much better. Make you forget about being scared and hurt. Come for your goddess, little one. Come on. I know you want to. Oh, look at you. You're squirting so much. It's dripping down my wrist. Oh, whining and moaning like a bitch in heat. Maybe I should breed you like one. Would you like that? I bet you'd fucking love it. I'm giving you slack on your chains. Kneel for me. Does it count as kneeling if you clumsily fall to the floor? I don't think it does. Up, up, up. On your knees. Look up at me. You're even more filthy from rolling around on the floor. But at least now your outsides match that mind of yours. Did I say you could suck my pussy? No, I did not. Learn to wait like a good boy until orders are given to you. Stick your tongue out. Look up at me. Oh, better. You're waiting till I tell you what to do. Swallow. Stick your tongue back out. Hold your tongue there. Do you think I should let something as dirty and undisciplined as you taste this goddess's pussy? Oh, I have a whole harem out there of well-trained acolytes that know exactly how to please me, that would do anything I asked. But instead of being worshipped by them as my divine right, I'm in this dank little room trying to save you. Do you think you're even worth it? Ugh, if you're not going to answer me, then I'll just use that mouth of yours. That's right. Oh, let me grip your hair and push your pretty little lips to my holy clit. There you go. Choke on my sacred juices. I'll be purified of my flesh. Do you need air, little one? Dear. Lungs burn every time I pull back and you try to gasp for air that's not coming. Oh, be a good boy and let me train you. It's not your fault you resist me so. You've been let down by every other person you've ever known. I know you're scared. You think you're ugly, stupid, needy, worthless. A burden that is unlovable. That you don't deserve anything but to be used and thrown away. But I see something else. With my power, I can see a tiny spark in you. A flame that is all but extinguished. That yearns for love and acceptance. That craves being claimed forever and kept so you'll never be cold and alone again. That's right. Oh, good boy. Oh. I can make you better. Oh, I can make you whole. Just do as I say, and you won't have to worry or think or doubt anymore. Oh, I will be everything you need. Your mother, your sister, your lover, your priestess, oh, your goddess. I cleanse you, my child. Oh, may my holy liquid wash away all of your sins. This is your communion. Drink every single drop. Oh, breathe, little one. Shh. Oh, shh. You're okay. You did so well letting me use you. Here, let me unlock your shackles. Oh, your wounds are worse than I thought. Stay here, and I'll go run you a bath. Come here. Put your arms around my neck. You're too weak to stand. If you fall again, you might really hurt yourself. This will undoubtedly sting, but the bath salts in the water will help your cuts and scrapes. There you go, nice and warm. Of course I'm getting in as well. If I left you here alone, you'd probably drown. Your hair is tangled. I'll have a butler come fix it later in my chambers. For now, I can at least get it clean. Shh, don't argue. Do you think every boy has a goddess to bathe in? I can't say I like being so drawn to you. It's actually quite bothersome. Maybe you remind me of someone I knew. A long, long time ago. Did I love them? I guess I did. In my own twisted way, my passion scared them. And once I became a goddess, they called me crazy. They doubted me, just like you do. I didn't mean to grip your hair so tight. Stay still and let me rinse it clean. There, now to scrub this dirt off of you. There's my cute little lamb, all fresh and clean and unspoiled again. Those empty dead eyes, those swollen lips, that hard cock pressed against me. And these plump fucking thighs. Get up. Carefully, don't slip. I'm not angry. Lay down. Wrists together and over your head. There you go. Very good, my little lamb. You didn't even hesitate to obey. Stay still. I need you to be inside of me. I knew you were worthy of this. Holy pussy. Your slutty cock feels amazing. You will be my priest, my most devoted worshiper. Every morning, We'll lead the services together. You kneeling at my knees. You kneeling at my feet. Watching me preach with total love and adoration. They will see how I tamed you, how I broke your brattiness and was merciful, forgiving of your blasphemy. Oh, I know you don't need discipline. You crave it. Don't protest, little one. Feel my hand on your throat. My nails digging into your neck. Every time I hurt you, you make those pretty little moans. Your cock throbs fucking harder the less I let you breathe. You've always known that you were meant for me. You spent years searching for where you belonged, and now you finally found it. Come for me, little one. Surrender the last bit of control you think you haven't. Break it for me. Oh, anoint me with the sweetness of your passion. Oh, good boy, my precious one. I've given you my mark, but I need more. I know you're sensitive. Let me ride you like the slut you are until I make you come again for me. I'll make you addicted to me, to my mouth, my fingers, my pussy. I can break your weak, pathetic mind with pleasure just as I can with pain. Come again, slut. You need it. I know you can't fight it. It's okay. Serve your purpose and come for me, my innocent whore. Oh, where did I get the knife? Oh, don't worry about it. You trust me, don't you? Slide me back into you nice and deep. I'm going to wrap my legs around you now. That's right. You know what you have to do. Oh, do you like the feel of the cold steel trailing along your hot skin, over your pretty pink nipples, up to your neck, pressing the blade in just a little bit? Don't move too much, my precious one. What would happen again if you cut yourself? That's right. Oh, fuck. Keep thrusting. That's my good little boy. Oh, little one, you're bleeding. I told you to be careful, didn't I? Let your mistress have a taste. Oh, I've never tasted anything more sweet. Truly a nectar fit for a goddess. Come with me. Oh, my priest, my beloved, my whore. Let us find heaven in each other's embrace. That's I'm so sorry. I've gotten blood all over your lips and chin. Let me clean you up. Mm-hmm. Oh, your neck is still bleeding. There's a few shallow cuts on your chest. Don't worry. I'll lick those clean when we get to my chambers. Just hold on to me. I plan on carrying you there. It's not that far. Having your soft body pressed so tight to me is very comforting for some reason. We're here, little one. Do you like all the golden candles? I wanted it to look like something bought from an ancient temple. There you go. That happy, quiet sound you just made. I guess the bed of a goddess is more comfortable than being strung up in a dim room. Oh, the bleeding has almost stopped. What a shame. Oh, these poor little cuts on your chest. You must have been squirming more than I thought. Oh, I need to kiss these nipples too. My pretty little slut, you're not even trying to resist me anymore. Did you realize it feels so much better when you just give up? You don't have to think. Don't have to worry. You just have to come and be my good boy. Alrighty, open your legs for me. Wider. Perfect. Oh, these soft fucking thighs. Stay still. I mean it. I'm going to feast as long as I want on your cock. You cannot come until I allow you. If you come before that, you will be punished. You don't want to disappoint your goddess, do you? This needy throbbing cock just loves my tongue. Flicking against it. You're already panting, little one. My pretty innocent whore trying to thrust against my face. But no, I said stay still. Let me grip your thighs nice and hard. Dig my fingers deep into your soft flesh. I'm not finished worshiping at your altar, priest. Don't you fucking come. Hold on for me. Just a little longer. Break for me, little one. Come for your goddess. Come all over her face. I kneel for no one else. You are my slut. Oh, good boy. Oh, shh, you're okay. I need to take you again. Fuck, you are such a good whore for your goddess. Oh, Bruce, dripping wet, bleeding, and you still moan for me. Beg for me. Oh, who owns your body? Who claimed your soul? I did. You are nothing without me. A flower without light. Oh, desert with no rain. I will cherish you, protect you, pleasure you. But if you ever disobey me or doubt me again, you'll be rotting in your chains, oh, forever. Come with your goddess, little one. I want to feel you. I want to feel you come. Fuck. I want you to feel me clench around you, milking your cock as I bury it deep inside me. Oh, filling up my womb with your seed. There you go. Such a good boy. Rest in my arms for now, my little lamb. Your goddess is watching over you, and she'll protect you no matter what. Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.